Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Boy, here we go. It is the Patriots at 1-5 taking on the Jaguars at 1-5. Pats, 6-point dogs.
What happened?
The total of 42, and they're going to be playing from Wembley Stadium in London, England. 9:30 local kickoff here on Sundays. Let's get into the keys, shall we? Here we go. Not only have the Patriots kicked ass in London, going 2-0 in games across the pond, they also kicked London's ass here in 1776. That's right, Jones.
Yeah,
hand
on your heart. Right. Hand on your heart.
Trevor Lawrence is most likely to throw an interception on second down.
Well, this one came true last week with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, people might mock the power of the keys, but I bet you weren't mocking that.
Trevor Lawrence is most likely to throw a touchdown on second down.
Wow.
You know what that means.
Just tune in on second down.
Go grab a beer on first down, take a whiz on third down, but don't you dare miss second down.
Of the 66 career touchdown passes thrown by Trevor Lawrence, 57 have come out of the shotgun.
I thought you were going to say 57 went to Allen Robinson.
With their first pick in the 1995 expansion draft, the Jaguars took quarterback Steve Berline. But after being replaced by Mark Brunell, he signed a three-year deal with the other expansion team, the Carolina Panthers, where he'd go on to set career highs in yards and touchdowns. I guess he figured things out.
Till Jake DeLome came along.
The Patriots are 12-2 all-time versus the Jaguars. That includes the playoffs. It's their best winning percentage against any team.
Well, that's a big check mark.
Mm-hmm. The Jaguars have the most underrated wide receiver duo in league history. Not now, but in the late 90s, early 2000s with Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell.
Real nice duo.
Not a more underrated duo in the history.
The most.
Of this great sport.
Hmm.
Hunter Henry is two receptions behind Jim Whalen for seventh place on the Patriots' all-time receptions list by a tight end.
He's moving up that list.
Just two.
So close.
Last week was yards. This week is catches.
I'm saying he's all over the
leaderboard. Look out. Wow. Look out above. Or no, below.
Ben Coates, you're next.
Yeah, he's chasing him down. Jack the Ripper brutally murdered at least five women between 1888 in 1891, and he was never brought down, similar to running backs against the Patriots this season. The second part, not the first part.
Yeah, so you're saying go with Tank Bigsby in fantasy.
That's right. They never brought him down.
Got it.
They weren't able to bring him down.
Yep.
Before Jacksonville landed the expansion Jaguars in 1991, they were among 11 cities who pitched the NFL for a team. Some of those cities included Charlotte, Nashville, Oakland, and Sacramento. But what helped push Jacksonville over the top with the league was an 11-minute-long video voiced by the late James Earl Jones talking about how passionate the city was about football and that nothing could keep them from watching. He's a liar. The Jags currently rank second to last in the league in attendance and play a ton of games in London.
You know, to speak ill of the dead.
No, but he was lying about that.
Yeah, he's kind of a liar.
Mac Jones is the only quarterback in league history to play for both the Patriots and the Jaguars.
The only one? Well, maybe you'll get more of them on Sunday.
The Jaguars have retired the number of one player in their franchise history. Want to take a stab?
Mark Brunell.
Tony Boselli, who Bruce Smith thinks should not be in the Hall of Fame.
He's oddly very salty about
that. He hates that.
Yeah, he hates him.
Don Draper had the Jaguar account but dropped them because they were a bad client. Jaguars are the biggest cats in the Americas, but they don't hate Mondays nearly as much as Garfield. When the Jaguars allow 100 yards rushing this season, they lose.
Okay, Ramondre in. That's good.
And lastly, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it this Sunday morning.
That's
no Derek.
What was the advantage last year? It was like two Derek's. Yeah, and you saw it on the scoreboard.
Oh, my God. They doubled up the score?
Yeah.
The two Derek's?
Was it a 20-point win?
Stingley and
Burnett.
One of
the Derek's let up a touchdown.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley did let up a touchdown.
Sure,
that's true.
Yeah, well, it was a fact. It was a key to the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're not saying the Derek's are going to play well. You're just saying it's more Derek's the better.
Yeah, I mean, more Derek's
is all we're saying. I don't think we're saying they're going to individually play well.
I'll tell you, I looked through those again, and now, like, hearing them for a second time.
Yep.
Pat's money line is the pick.
Plus 215.
That's the play.
That's nice.
Yeah, plus six if you're a little scaredy cat.
I was teetering before I heard the Garfield detail there.
Oh, he despises Mondays. Jaguars, though, not the same.
And I was.
They got those blue tongues.
The Ombre helmets.
Those are bad helmets.
Yeah, bring those.
Those are bad helmets.
Bring those back.
I don't think they're wearing those, though, tomorrow.
No, but if they did, you'd feel better about the Pats' chances. Yeah. That's true.
I like him. Chris Rose, Joe Thomas on the call tomorrow.
How about. It's amazing that the Patriots' tight end list has a bunch of tight ends I've never heard of. And Hunter Henry's just knocking people out left and right, but it's like the Patriots' top 10.
I know. Like, how's it not like Watson and Graham? Like, they draft these guys in the first round. Obviously, Gronk and Hernandez.
Yeah. Ben Coates.
Ben Coates.
Got to be Russ Francis, the late Russ Francis.
Martellus Bennett. Scott Chandler.
Tim Wright. Tim Wright's up there.
Tim Wright.
Tim Wright was
one
a good one.
One real nice year.
Did they get him from Logan for Logan
Mangus? Yeah, he's
Mangus?
Logan
that
Mangus.
That was a good deal.
Did they get him for Logan Mangus? Yeah.
That was a good trade.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Omanawanui. That him? Yeah, him for a song.
Yeah, he was here.
Don Keenan. Devin Asiasi.
Oh, Devin Asiasi. Yeah, he's all over the place for sure.
Yeah, to add those guys together, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Garrett Mills.
Rod Rutledge. Oh, David Thomas. Not the Wendy's.
Yeah,
David Thomas.
Those same draft class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a national champ at Texas with Vince Young. Yeah.
Wiggy and Fourier.
Duh. Right. Wiggy and Fourier. Shame on us. Wiggy and Fourier.
So maybe, but Hunter Henry's chasing all those guys down.
Yeah, and who's the name
Jim
he's about to
pick? The trainer?
Like, what? I don't know.
It's a weird list, but Hunter Henry's flying up the board there. We had a guy ask us earlier, should he play in fantasy? Yeah. With history kind of
Look.
Chasing it down?
All I know is he's got a touchdown in 100% of the games started by Drake May.
Oh, that's a great point.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow recent history,
check the keys.
Probably go with that. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Is that an unsanctioned key?
No, you can add it on. Now that we've played the open, everything's a key from here on out. Next 45 minutes are all keys to the game.
All right, nice.